Paul, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Look, Paul, man, I was here for Kiss Day in 1992 when you and Gene and Eric and, at the time, Bruce came to town, and the mayor proclaimed it Kiss Day here in Baltimore, and you connected with a couple thousand fans that day like nobody ever has, man. It was great.
You know, any chance I get to press the flesh and get out there with people, I love it. I love it. You know, it doesn't matter the capacity. You can hit me up at the grocery store. You can hit me up at you know, at the show, at school, anywhere.
Yeah, and you do go to the grocery store. And in fact, that day we went out to lunch, and then we went out to lunch again. And I learned something about you. You like listening to oldies, man. You were rocking out.
Oh yeah, we sometimes have contests of coming up with the most obscure songs and artists and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm my foundation is all kinds of music, but rock and roll, yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking to Paul Stanley. You got a brand new book, man. You've written a bunch of books, and Men Get Divorced. Well, yeah, I was like 12 years ago, and here you are with Backstage Pass. This thing's got a lot of like little nuggets from, you know, from your heart in here, doesn't it?
Well, Backstage Pass is really, I guess it's inspirational in a sense. Mm-hmm. We've all been through some tough times. Sometimes people tend to put the people that they idolize or are inspired by on pedestals, and I'm here to tell you that I deal with a lot of the same issues, have dealt with the same issues, and maybe I can give a bit of advice, but not in terms of telling you how to live your life, but telling you how I lived mine.
Right.
I was born deaf on one side. I was born with what we used to call a facial deformity. My family life at home wasn't great, but we're all faced with a choice. We're given choices in life, and the choice in this case is to live life as a victim or roll up your sleeves and get to work. It's the only person who suffers for seeing themselves as a victim is them. So I'm here to tell you there's a amazing story in each one of us, and if we're willing to work hard and follow our passion, there's no telling where you can wind up.
I totally agree with that, Paul. As long as you're breathing, you're still in the game. And, you know, you wake up and this is a brand new episode every single day.
Totally. Hey, look, I'm not going to make this a sob story, but like everybody, I've had some really tough times. And I say on its worst day, life is a miracle. And you have the potential to take it to some place that you can't even imagine. But you got to take that first step.
Yeah, we're talking with Paul Stanley. Backstage Pass is out there, and you can grab that now on Amazon or anywhere. Harper One is the publisher. And Paul, do you see you and Gene taking this band to the point where you retire and keeping it going? Are you working on something like that?
Not working on it, but it seems a perfect evolution.
Yeah.
Kiss, in the same sense as a sports team, is based on the people who are in it now, but it doesn't stop when those people aren't there. If the devotion, the dedication, and the understanding of why it exists continues. Look, KISS is, and always has been, a wake-up call of what people shouldn't take less than when they go to a concert. And I didn't invent the wheel. I'm a combination of a whole lot of people who inspired me. And is there somebody out there who could pick up the flag and run with it? I think I'd be crazy to say no. So bands over the years and through decades and decades have changed personnel to a point where there's one original member or no original members. And I don't think that matters. When something continues on, continuing on is about change. So for me, that would be a great thing. It's not in the works right now, but I think part of what Backstage Pass is about is showing people that life should change, and that whether it's your relationships with your parents or your spouse, life is about evolution.
Yeah, we're talking with Paul Stanley. You know what? When you have the songs, it can happen. And you have the songs. I mean, the songs are great, and the show is great. So it's all a package of entertainment to begin with, and then the players are there to execute it. Is that how it is?
Well, yeah. And is that any different than anything else in life?
No.
We all seek out a great partner, and we all seek out aspirations to and goals. And if we have goals, and if we don't let things get in the way, we can achieve those goals. It may be hard work. Look, the playing field isn't level for everybody. Life isn't totally fair. Mm-hmm. Some people have it much harder than others. But it's up to you to decide whether you're willing to compete or whether you just sit on the sidelines.
Yeah. Hey, Paul Stanley, you do not sit on the sidelines, man. I want to ask you about Rock and Brews because we're waiting for one or somebody to step up and franchise here. But I was looking at the franchise requirements. You want people to be solid before they start in on your business. I know that.
Yeah, the idea that somebody comes in with money, that's not what it's about. It's about commitment and dedication,
right,
and belief,
mm-hmm,
in what you're doing. So when people have come to us with money and said, I want to open a Rock and Brews, that's not enough. It's, do you believe in it? Like anything else in life, do you believe in what you're doing? Because if you believe in what you're doing, you'll not only work harder, but you'll overcome defeats and you'll overcome the obstacles. Obstacles are what you see when you lose track of your goals.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, Rock and Brews. How many do you have now? Close to 30.
We're pushing it, and now we're taking our time. It came off to a blazing start, and now we want to make sure that it doesn't go full speed into a wall.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it can. You're right, and that's a good approach to it. Look, before I got to do radio, man, I was a bar trainer for Bennigan's. Do you remember Bennigan's restaurants, Paul?
Sure do.
Yeah, man. And I traveled all over and opened those, and I know what you're dealing with. I know how that is. When you go into a town, you want to hire the best people you can find. In case, for me, I hired the best-looking people I could find. Then I'd teach them how to tend bar. That's what we did.
It's a total package.
It
That's
is.
What it's about.
It really is. Hey, Paul, enjoy the ride, man. I know Kiss is still out there doing shows, and you're going to be at Jiffy Lube Live this summer here about an hour away in Bristow. Baltimore loves Kiss, man. That'll never change. So just keep it coming, buddy. And when you're tired, pass it on.
Thank you so much, man. It's great talking to you.
Always, Paul, man. I'm Stash. Thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you. It's the Morning Stash on the Bay. Paul Stanley.